God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And it's a real great opportunity to be on here again with you tonight, today, or whatever part of the world you're in whatever time zone. God truly has blessed each and every one of us with such a great day, great life. He's given us so much vision and desire, fellowship, fun, excitement. And God is just showing us all, when we keep our mind on Him, when we stay focused with Him, He directs and leads us through every situation. If the situations or life is calm, or if there's a storm, God is absolutely with us within every moment of every day. He says He never leaves us nor forsakes us, and that He's graven us, His children, in the palm of His hand. And He loves us with such a deep and burning love, you know, that He wants us to really flourish and grow and experience His love, experience His way of living. God absolutely wants us to experience His way of living. He wants us to experience everything Jesus Christ experienced and greater. And today we all have so much opportunities in front of us, and God is able to just blossom and bloom and give us great insight to many, many things. If that may be healing, if that may be finances, if that may be peace, if it may be relationships, whatsoever we need, we know God is there to work in us, work through us, and to answer our prayers. And right now, it's a time to take our authority, really take our authority in who we are in Christ, standing on the truth that God has reconciled us back to Him, and now we have the ability to reconcile others back to Him. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. And so when He tells us to step out, when we step out in faith, when we make the move, He goes to work. He goes to work very, very quickly. Nothing with God needs to take time. Things can happen very quickly, very swiftly, and because God's at work. And He's showing me at the moment, He's really encouraging me, and He's encouraging all of you, that He loves us all so much, that He's equipped us with everything that we need. There is actually nothing else that He needs to give us for us to be able to fulfill the plans and the purpose that He's set before us. The path that He designed us to walk on, we can walk on that. But we have to take hold and speak what we want into our future. So when God puts a desire in our heart, or God says something to us, or God is encouraging something to us, we then have the responsibility to speak it into manifestation, remembering that whatsoever we speak, we're speaking from the right-hand side of God. Whatever we're doing it from the right-hand side of God. We're not doing it as Amber in the world anymore. We're doing it as Amber Christ seated on the right-hand side of God. And our words and our actions have weight. They have effect. We might not even understand the effect that our words or our actions may have. But I'm telling her, I'm saying to everyone, I'm saying to myself, as God is speaking, our words and our actions have effect. And whatever we're doing each day, whatever we're saying each day, is leaving an impact in our life or in others' lives who may be around us. And so with the authority that we've been given, we can be very bold, be very confident, not arrogant, but bold and confident in the things that God is directing our heart to do. And so there are things that are going to continue to be encouraged in our lives every day, every week, every month, every year. And those things is what's keeping us on a strong foundation. For instance, speaking in tongues, honoring God with our substance, walking by the Spirit, being led of the Spirit, connecting where God is encouraging us to connect, praying for laborers. You know, there are five key elements that will keep us on a strong foundation. And when we stay on these fundamental things with heart, you know, doing things with heart, doing it unto God, not doing it unto ourselves or unto man, or even because we're going to gain anything from it, but truly doing it unto God, having faith that when we sow our seed, God is faithful to multiply it and to multiply the fruits of our righteousness and to make all grace abound towards us. When we're speaking in tongues with a pure heart, knowing that it's faith that's, it's the faith behind that where we're communicating with God. We may not even feel anything when we're speaking in tongues. We may not even have anything when we're speaking in tongues. For me, I've been focusing speaking in tongues a lot over the last couple of months, really focusing in on that, where God's inspired me to do this. And some days I don't feel anything. Most days I don't feel anything. But I know that it's perfect prayer to God, like you shared, Jane, in Corinthians, you know. It's perfect prayer. It's God's language. So with a heart of obedience, with a pure heart, doing it in faith, I know that mighty things are taking place spiritually, that God is listening to me, that God is hearing me, that God is communicating with me when I'm speaking in tongues, when I'm manifesting the spirit that he's given me. Because it doesn't matter what we're feeling, what we're seeing, the senses that we've got going on. What matters is faith, you know, faith that God is and absolutely doing what he's promised to do. So when we honor God with our first fruits, he's promised to increase the fruits of our righteousness. When we speak in tongues, he's told us that that is perfect prayer to him. You know, when we connect where we're being encouraged to connect, this is all throughout the scriptures, the connection. People might not like the word connection. Maybe we all know on here what that means, but people outside of this fellowship, or new people beginning, they may not understand that word or really know. But it's Jesus Christ encouraged the disciples, you know, he encouraged people to go directly to God, but then people still came for the encouragement. People still came to get the word of life. People still came to get that fresh bread from heaven. And God really speaks into all of our hearts. God is the source. We never take away that God is the source. We go to him. He's the one that leads us. He's the one that gives us the wisdom, the inspiration, the guidance. He's the one that speaks into our heart. But the connection is where we're getting encouragement, where we're being fine-tuned, where we're being sharpened in an area, where we're able to fellowship and be like-minded, one accord, you know, where we'll be able to be on the same page, moving in the same direction, fulfilling the purpose and will of God. And we know the purpose and will of God is for us to flourish and grow, to prosper and to be in health. So when we're really strong on our fundamental, our foundation, then we're always going to flourish and grow. It's like being planted by the fountains of living water. Is we're going to bear fruit in every season. Our leaves are always going to be green. We're never going to dry up. We're never going to reduce back to how we were or the things we used to go through. We're going to continue to increase, continue to grow, continue to bear fruit, continue to receive wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Because it's okay having knowledge, it's okay understanding the scriptures, it's okay reading, but knowledge will only take us so far. We have to do and apply. We have to do what we're being encouraged to do every day. We have to apply the words from God in our life, and when we apply it and we execute it with love and obedience in our heart, with faith, then God really reveals himself to us. Because we can just learn and learn and learn and learn, but until we step out and move, we're not actually going to know if what we're learning is right. You know, it's like baking a cake. You can read the recipe on how to bake a cake for 20 years. But unless you actually go and get the ingredients to bake that cake, you're not going to know what the cake tastes like. You're not going to know what it's going to look like. You're not going to know if you can do it or not. So it's a basic principle that when we do and apply the things God is putting in our heart to do, when we're listening to the encouragement, the sound encouragement from God, and we apply it, then we're going to see results. We're going to constantly be increasing. We're going to be seeing mighty works. We're not going to be in the same position year after year or hearing the same thing year after year. We're going to be really like that jet plane, like super fast, moving in a super fast speed with God. And the way we walk with God is by being led of His Spirit, doing what He puts in our heart to do, listening to what the Word of God is saying to our heart. You know, we know it says in the Scriptures that men or women shall not live by bread, physical food alone, but by every word that is proceeding, so continuously proceeding out of the mouth of God. We need spiritual food. We need spiritual strength. We need to be strengthened. None of us can walk this walk on our own. None of us can be lone wolves, you know, out in the dark. We are to be reconciled together so that we're strong, moving in the same direction, so that others can be reconciled in the same way. Just like the apostles, they were together, breaking bread, fellowshipping, you know, even when Jesus wasn't around. He was only around for a short time. So that shows us that no man or woman is around forever. So that's why we only put our trust and hope in God. That's why we only look to God in all things and rely on God as the source of everything that we need. But the people that God's putting around us, and the leaders and the ministers that are sharpening us and encouraging us, when we listen to that direction and we listen with heart and we focus in and move and apply, then we see great outreach, great growth on a very fast speed. It's not like we're in the slow lane, but we're in the fast lane, moving with God. Because God is about increase. He's about increasing our finances, keeping us in health, us increasing in relationships. We're having big desires. You know, when we see one desire come to pass, it gives us joy to want to desire something much bigger. He gives us big vision. You know, He enlarges our territory. He does great things. He's God Jehovah. I think as men and women, we can get into the repeated way of just doing the same old thing and thinking that's what God wants for our life. But it's not. God wants us to always look forward. He wants us to always expect great things. He wants us to be out of our comfort zone. He doesn't want us to be comfortable all the time in just the things that we're doing. He wants us to really see His mighty hand at work. And the way that we see that mighty hand at work is by being humble, being meek, being focused, keeping our eyes single, not letting the things going on in the outside world distract us, not letting family or situations distract us, not letting our health distract us, not letting our finances distract us, but keeping a heart of gratitude, a heart of thankfulness, being obedient unto God, being obedient unto the men and women that God have put in front of us, and serving one another in love. You know, and then walking in His truth, saying the things God says about us. Amber, I've graven you in the palm of my hand. You know, you, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. You know, you are a blessed woman. Jane, you are a blessed woman. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings. You know, we are abundant in every area of our life. God has said so many wonderful promises, and He didn't just say them and write them in the Bible. He's saying them today. He's speaking life into our situations today. But He wants us all to know that our words are very powerful. Our words have great impact. And we are speaking from the right-hand side of God. So we have to watch what comes out of our mouth. We have to be careful what we're what we're saying. We have to be careful with how we're acting and how we're presenting ourselves around people. We want to show that love of God. You know, we don't want to condemn people or put people down. We want to really love people with that love of God. And sometimes that love is challenging. Sometimes we have to be bold. Sometimes God puts things in our heart that we have to do that seems uncomfortable or seems challenging. But when we say it from the mouth of God and the person who's receiving it applies it, then we see great results. We see great power. We see, just like Moses, when he went to Pharaoh, you know, God spoke through Moses, let my people go. Moses could have not have gone and kept his mouth shut. And then what would have happened, you know? So, and Pharaoh's heart was hard. He didn't listen. So we can learn a lot just from that little a bit of information that God has revealed to us, that if we listen to the voice of God coming through the leaders and the ministers, and we apply it with faith, then we will see great results. And God wants us all to see great results. He doesn't want none of us to be poor. He doesn't want any of us to be sick. He doesn't want any of us to be challenged or discomforted or not living the abundant, blessed life. He wants us to live the abundant, blessed life. He wants us to have our focus on Him. He wants us to be so firm on that solid foundation where we're unmovable. You know, the apostles, they were unmovable. They were unmovable. When Paul saw, went through everything he went through, he was unmovable. He went for it. He really went for it. And he only was led by the direction of God. So let's all just be led by the direction of God. Pray for the laborers, really pray for those people such as should be saved. Pray for those ones that are desiring to come to the knowledge of truth so that God will send Ekbalo, throw them into our path so that we can minister and speak words of life without judgment. And let's walk by the Spirit. Let's be led of that Spirit. Those who are led of the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we are all sons and daughters of God. We don't want to be led of the scriptures. We don't want to be led by our friends or led by the news or led by the situations going on in the world. That's carnal. We want to be led of God. We want to be led of His holiness. We want to be led by His right hand. And the way we do that is by inclining our ear unto Him with a heart of gratitude and humbleness. Let's stay connected. Let's fellowship much. Let's encourage one another unto love and good works. Let's speak the truth in love. And let's speak in tongues much. Speak in tongues much. Even if you don't feel anything, that's okay. That's great if you don't feel anything, because it really shows faith more, you know. And it's the just that shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. So speak in tongues much and honor God with your first fruits. It might seem like, well, every fellowship, that's all we hear. Someone talking about it. It's because it's so important. Mine and my husband's life has changed dramatically because we have not moved from them five fundamentals in the last 4.5 years. And the honouring God is where it started, you know. We really sow that seed with faith and expectation unto God. We don't look about where we're sowing it. We sow it where we're being encouraged and fed. We sow it unto God. And then we expect from God. We expect great things from God. We don't know where our finances are coming from. We didn't know where Danny's van was coming from. We don't know where certain things are coming from. But what I am 100,000,000% sure of is that God's heart is for His children to have whatsoever they desire. God's heart is for His children to prosper and to be in health. God really wants us to really see His abundance in this day and time. He doesn't want us to be scrimping and scraping. He doesn't want us to be worrying about where our finances are coming from. And I'm 36 years of age, and for 20 years of that, I was thinking and worrying about where money was coming from. You know, maybe not 20, maybe 22 years, but constantly worrying, like, where's money coming from? Working 90, 100 hours a week. From the day I was able to work, I got a job, and I would work, really work hard, really put my whole life and soul and energy into my job, whatever job I had, and dedicated and earning very small amounts. And I was putting all that money into bags with holes. I never had any nice things. I wasn't able to travel. I don't even know where our money went. But then when we made that decision to honor God with our first fruits, not what's left over, not when the bills are paid, but our first fruits, when me and Danny made that committed decision with God unto him that we were going to do what he put in our heart every time we had any income come in, our life dramatically changed. I work like maybe 12, 13 hours a week now, and I worked 80 hours a week. It's incredible, you know, and it's God's grace. We've traveled this year. We've been to India for three weeks. We're off to Spain in a couple of weeks. And then by the grace of God, we're going to America in September. And I know God has other things in between those things arranged. And I'm not saying that to be boastful in any way. That is not my heart. My heart is just to share that this is God's will and desire for all of you. So for me to go from a place where I couldn't even go to the end of the street, I was basically like begging bread, to now traveling like the world and having whatsoever God desires for my life, what I only have one answer for that. And that answer is God. He's the source. God makes all grace abound towards our account. He multiplies that seed sown. And then what happens is we just continue to move in faith. We don't wait for everything to become good and everything to be happy and money to be in the bank and then to think, oh, well, it's okay. God's done what he needs to do. I can just not speak in tongues today or not do these things, you know, because there's a day, every single day is a brand new day with God. We cannot think about yesterday. It's gone. And we don't want to think about tomorrow. We want to live in a 24-hour period. And every one of us in a 24-hour period, no matter what is in our banks, no matter what we got planned, no matter what we look like or what is going on, God wants us to have such a need for him, such a want for him, such a desire for him, so he can lead us and direct us and inspire us and encourage us and keep us in that place where we're happy and abundantly blessed in our heart, our mind, our soul, and just continue living unto him with much, much grace. And then we're able to show that love and grace to others and to show others what they're missing out on, what they're really missing out on. And they're missing out on the glory and love of God in their life. So, yeah, I'm just really excited for the future. God has blessed us all so much. We're so blessed. Like, today is a great day. Tomorrow's going to be an even better day. He has so many plans for us. It doesn't matter if there's a child of 1 year old or if somebody is 105 years of age. God has a plan, a destiny, a purpose for each and every one of us. He works in us all greatly. We are all so individual to him. And like I shared at the beginning, he's graven us in the palm of his hands. You know, he said no weapon, nothing, absolutely nothing that tries to come against you will prosper. So we have to speak it. Nothing will prosper. When situations arise like a storm, be still. Storm, you leave. Finances, you change around. You become into my bank. Or health, I speak life to my health, or whatever God inspires in that moment. But remember, your words are very, very powerful. You're very powerful people. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living within you, and you have the power to make mighty things happen in your life, but in all the people's lives around you. And it does take an obedience. It takes a love and obedience unto God. It takes faith of doing things with heart, doing things with joy and excitement, praising the one true living God in all things, no matter what the circumstances look like, knowing he's taking care, knowing he's the source. And I say about the five fundamentals is because if we keep hot on them as an individual, you know, it kind of, in Ephesians, when it says, like, gird up your loins, the breastplate of righteousness, the hat of salvation, all of that, that's what we're doing when we stay hot on these fundamentals. It's not that we make it a law or a tradition, or if we don't do something that we feel bad or condemn or think God's not going to bless us. No, that's tradition, that's wrong doctrine, wrong teaching. God is just encouraging us that this foundation, these fundamentals, will really keep us on guard, will keep us vigilant, will keep us sober, will keep us understanding and seeking the truth. And it's the truth that will set each man and woman free. So that's what I wanted to share tonight. God bless you guys. And here's my wonderful husband.